in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 27. Beginning with verse 28. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. Verse 45. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Our Father and our God, as we pause for just a few moments in your word, yes, we are celebrating your birth. Yes, as well on Communion Day, we are celebrating your sacrifice. Now, Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable in thy sight. Speak, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. As he walks down the lonely streets to Calvary, can you see him this morning? Jesus is pushed out on a balcony, and I can hear the crowd cry out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Those same ones that Jesus had just healed a few days ago. Can you see him this morning? I can see his face, swollen, as he is carrying the cross on his back. His eyes puffy. His face swollen. Can you see him this morning? I can see the crown of thorns on his head as blood flows and drips from his forehead. Can you see him this morning? I can imagine 78 lashes Jesus got for you and me. Paul knew what he was talking about when he said Jesus humbled himself even to the death of the cross. Can you see him this morning? As Jesus is walking, I could see people were following him, just like we run to see a fight. He is weakened and emaciated with a sharp stick. I can see them sticking him in his lacerations. Can you see him this morning? As he walks towards Golgotha, the place of the skull, every now and then, somebody has the audacity to run out in the middle of the street and run between the guards and smack Jesus on his face. Maybe somebody else said, I'm just going to get a good punch in his face. And I can see Jesus. He just stops and looks at them. Why did you hit me? Then he's pushed in his back from a Roman soldier to move forward. There were two thieves there, do you remember? They had received their nails, and now it was Jesus' turn. Can you see him this morning? I can see Jesus now at that cross. Right in the ground, I can imagine Jesus got down on his knees and then lying on his back, positioned himself, possibly the splinters in his back as he tries to adjust himself. Waiting for my blow. Waiting for your blow. As I take the hammer of disobedience and the nails of indifference, and I placed them squarely in his hands. Those same hands that got us out of trouble. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. With all my might, crushing down with that first blow. Maybe I missed and hit his feet. I purpose in my heart that this time I'm not going to miss. I've got my own way, my own lifestyle. Who are you, Jesus, to tell me that I need to change? Who are you, Jesus, to look at me? Who are you, Jesus? And the only way, Jesus, I can get my own way is to crucify you today. Now I tap those nails in the hands of Jesus. Blood spats up in my face, but it doesn't bother me. Sweat begins to mingle with blood, and Jesus just sits there looking into my eyes and does not say a mumbling word. And as we lift that cross, we call for help. Come on! And then we take that cross and jam it in the hole, tearing and ripping Jesus' body. Jesus cannot breathe because his lungs is pressed by his ribs, and so he has to push up with his nails in his feet just to get a breath of air. Jesus hung on that cross for you and me for 6 hours. And we can't even pray 1 minute. Not on a smooth cross. Up and down. Just to grasp a breath of air. Notice us as we run around that cross with laughter and joking at such a time as this. Then we begin to taunt him and say, if you are the Son of God, come down and stop me in my own will and way. And Jesus, he begins to feel the whole weight of the world on him. It is such a staggering reality as his Father's presence begins to withdraw from him. I'm in this dark clouds begins to envelop the cross. His Father's presence is drawn away. Jesus is going through such mental anguish
Then he shouts out, "My God! My God, why?"
As Jesus begins to feel the second death, why is it? Why do I feel this way? Is this what the second death feels like? Can you see him? Jesus' tongue begins to swell up in his mouth, suffocating him because of your sins and mine. His heart begins to palpitate fast. All of a sudden, like a balloon being filled with helium, Jesus' heart now explodes in his chest. He died of a broken heart. A scene was presented to my mind just now. As on my knees in prayer I bowed, in the darkness of night, I see a form of a man. As he reached up to heaven with both hands, he formally laid hold on the innocent lamb, who now I know is the great I Am. He wrenched the lamb from his throne on high to the darkness below. I begin to cry. The horrible man that smote my Lord and bound his hands tight with the cord, he tied them to a post of wood where wicked men and demons stood. They laughed and mocked as the man then bound the God of heaven up off the ground. The wicked man then raised to whip my Savior's flesh, did tear and rip. He raised his arms and with great might he thrashed the God of life and light. 39 times on each side we beat him, mingled and torn from his head to his feet. The fiendish man then cut the cord and watched my Savior fall. And now, more terrible than before, the vivid scenes I see. He laid my Lord on a ruffled cross, the symbol of satanic rite. The Savior, as a quiet lamb, made no struggle or offered a fight. He drove large spikes of rusted steel through his hands and feet with devilish zeal. I wondered with awe such evil could be. I sought to hide my eyes that I may not see. And as I heard the wicked man and demons mock, I could hardly bear the sound. As the man did thrust the cross with force to a hole dug in the ground, I heard a thud and the sound of ripping flesh. The sound is on my ears still fresh. Oh wonder, oh heavens, be astonished, ye worlds far and nigh, groan all creation, for your Maker now dies. Satisfied. Can you see it now? Satisfied with his hellish work, the man then turned away. Now he said, "I may go unhindered in my own selfish way." I cried in anguish the following words. It seems my question everyone heard. Who is this man so hateful and cruel? Who could be so violent as to pull the God of heaven down to nail him on a tree? Then behold, thunders through the earth, through the whole earth crashed. And in the darkness, the lightning flashed. And as those bolts did light in the sky, a terrible reality. I see the wicked man. It's me. It's me. I nailed those nails at Calvary. Oh God of heaven, hear my prayer. My guilt, oh Lord, I cannot bear. Forgive me my evil, murderous work. I'm sorry for your pain and hurt. Cleanse me, oh cleanse me, my sinful way. Help me to find your love today. Hear the prayer of Jesus, the faithful and true. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Just as surely as that man is me, O sinner, now this man is me. Are you truly repentant and sorry for sin? Or are you happy if you could murder him again? Cease to do evil and learn to do right. Please, please, I beg you to understand that if the love of Christ does not convict or convert you, nothing else will. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me.